Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Tuesday of the seventh week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we continue to consider question 20 of the Heidelberg Catechism. Yesterday we confessed that we are saved through faith alone, and that apart from faith in Christ Jesus we have no hope. But as we look again to question 20 of the Heidelberg Catechism, we find an even greater understanding of what we receive when we receive Christ. For as we ask, are all men then saved by Christ as they have perished in Adam? And as we answer, no, only those who by true faith are engrafted into him and receive all his benefits. As we are justified, as we are declared righteous by faith in Jesus, so we are engrafted into Jesus that we might receive all his benefits. This image of engrafting, while intellectually known to many of us, is a concept few people have witnessed in person. For the word picture painted is that of a branch from one tree being grafted into, or attached to, a different tree. Grafting is the process of joining a branch from one tree with another tree, so that the branch itself eventually becomes part of the tree, receiving the nutrients needed to bear fruit. This is done by binding the bare end of the loose branch tightly to a place on the tree that itself has been bared and stripped of bark. Proper grafting results in a variety of benefits, particularly to the branch, as it becomes fruitful and increases in its ability to resist the elements. A grafted branch will generally grow and thrive as long as the tree itself continues to live. This imagery is used by the scriptures of the life believers have in Christ. For by faith we are grafted into him. As Jesus teaches in John 15 and verse 5, he is the vine, the trunk, if you will, and we are the branches. By faith we have been attached to him, grafted into him, so that his life flows into us and through us, and causes us to bear the fruits of righteousness. For as Jesus goes on to say, whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from the tree, the branch dies. Apart from Jesus, we die. But when by faith we are grafted into him, we share in his life, and we receive his life. And since our Savior is eternal, we who have been grafted into him have life eternal. John 3 verse 36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. For as we abide in him by faith, and as his life flows in and through us, we receive all the benefits he offers. All things that pertain to life and godliness, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 3, are made ours by his divine power. Everything necessary to live according to God's word is made ours. Everything necessary to enjoy this great salvation is made ours. Everything necessary for this life and the next is made ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. For as we are grafted into Jesus, we recognize it is the power of the Holy Spirit that sustains us, encourages us, and causes us to grow in godliness. It is by the power of the Holy Spirit that Christ's life is made ours. For as 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17 teaches, he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. And as we are made one with him in spirit, so we manifest the fruits of the Spirit as found in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All fruits that we bear as we are grafted into Jesus Christ, for it is his life that gives us these fruits. And as those grafted into Christ Jesus, we are also given his love. We are given his righteousness. We are given his very life, that as we abide in him according to his word, we might bear the fruits of righteousness by the power of the Holy Spirit. And all the benefits of Jesus, made ours, through our ingrafting by faith, are to be borne out before the world, that we might, as he teaches in John 15, prove to be his disciples. To the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.